Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight Frolics, Friday night, live, New York. And welcome, everybody. We got a great show for you tonight. Yeah, we got the real debate between Senator Paul and Dr. Fossey, whatever his name is. Fossey, Dr. Fossey. Yeah, we're going to play that for you. We got that. And we got Honeymooners coming up. If we ever get some music in here, I don't know what happened to my engineer, as usual. She's late. What else we got? Oh, we got a great skit with Red Fox on how he's going to try to make some money on the burial of this virus. I'll tell you about that. So that coming up and a lot more. Of course, Dinigan will be around, and Janie and Gabriel probably will pop in here looking for trouble and all that. You never know. Inner Sight Frolics, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Little Bear, the Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. I got a friend of mine, John. Hang out with him at the local coffee shop, and he loves my dog. He calls her the killer dog. My gentle, sweet Akita. And yeah, he loves her. And she's crazy. She likes him too. All right, Inner Sight Big East Akita Rescue. Adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. Go to the website and see all the beautiful Akitas up there. Hey, Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy, 314-843-085. All right. Mr. Kennedy Realty. And, if you need dog food, cat food, Nobody Starves on Long Island is the place to go. You can call them. 631-484-3085 on the dog food and cat food. All right. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Take care of all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avante, little Tommy, Royalty, the little baby who passed away, and some horrible people in this world contributing to that. And little Tommy, another kid who had a bad break. Horrible. Inner Sight. Go an extra mile for a child. Watch over the children. Take care of them. Protect them. We remind you about that every night that we're on the air. Hey, Inner Sight Frolics. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. That's our program name. Inner Sight, 631-224-3090 on the phone number. And we were supposed to have some music in here for the Honeymooner skit. I don't know what happened to it. But, that's what happens when you don't get what you pay for. And you pay for and you don't get. And you don't pay and you get. Yeah. Sounds like I work for the government with the vaccine. All right, Inner Sight. Well, Ralph, what are we drinking to? drinking through Joe Fenceblau. Joe Fenceblau? Yeah, Joe Fenceblau. Well, why are we drinking the Fenceblau? Because he passed the oatmeal test. He passed the oatmeal test. Joe Fenceblau passed the oatmeal test. Joe Fenceblau. That's right. He went down to get the vacuum cleaner down there at the Dowses on DeKalb Avenue. He brought it home, and his wife threw the oatmeal at him. She threw the oatmeal at Joe Fenceblau. That's right. Yeah. And he passed the... Plugged it in the wall there. Plug in the wall. And it worked. It picked up all the oatmeal. And what happened? His wife divorced him. Wait a minute, Ralph. If he picked up the oatmeal, the Joe Fenceblau, he got the vacuum, and you told him where to go to get it there, $5, and why'd she divorce him? I don't know. She didn't want the vacuum cleaner. She wanted the money instead. So she threw the vacuum cleaner out after it picked up the oatmeal, and Joe Fenceblau got divorced. There's one thing about that, Ralph. At least Joe Fenceblau doesn't have to worry about one thing. What's that? He don't have to worry about trying to argue anymore. Joe Fenceblau, I say. Yeah. He's a troublemaker. He's the guy who didn't vote for me for a raccoon of the year. No, Ralph. That wasn't him. That wasn't him. Who was the one that didn't vote for me for the raccoon of the year? Well, I hate to tell you this, Ralph. I did it. Get out! Joe Fenceblau. And if you had a name like that. All right, Inner Sight Frolics. We got the Senator Paul and Fossey fight coming up. Fossey fight. Hey, that sounds pretty good, huh? Coming up a little bit later. I don't know if we're going to get any phone calls. No engineer in here. Supposed to have Louie in here later. And kind of the goody-goody goods things. Goody-goody good candy. That's right. Yeah. But anyway, the show goes on no matter what. Yeah. Inner Sight show goes on. Yeah. Did you hear about the... There was an announcement. I heard it on the NBC, CNBC channel, where they announced the weather. And then the guy came on and said, if you lost anyone in the COVID, you may be entitled to a death benefit of upward of $9,000. Now, I can just imagine. All the people who heard that, you know, there's been a lot of scamming with this stuff. All the people who heard that, and right away, you know, can you imagine a guy yelling at his wife, where'd you put that? What'd you do with it? It's worth $9,000. What'd you do with it? What am I going to give me it? I want it.
Calm down, Harry. You're going to give yourself a heart attack. There'll be another death, and I won't be able to collect a dime because you won't die from COVID. You'll die from my throwing you out the window.
Never mind. What'd you do with that death certificate? I need it. At least I get something good out of your mother.
Don't you dare talk that way about my mother. She was a good woman.
Yeah, when she was sleeping. That was about it.
How dare you?
Find that death certificate. I'm going to use it.
You think you're going to get money on my mother's death? And you're not going to give me nothing? You're crazy.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll take care of you. There's $300 in it for you.
$300 out of $9,000? And it's my mother? Crazy?
Just find it, would you? Yeah, so, people probably racking their brains and trying to call up town hall and get the death certificate because they lost any loved ones. And, of course, you got to use your imagination. Of course, Fred Sanford heard about this, see? So Grady comes in one day. And Fred is all hyped up because he heard you could get $9,000 if your loved one died from COVID, you know. So he's, hey, look here, Grady. Yeah, you gotta do something for me. It's very important. See, now look here. What is it, Fred? What do you want me to do? You're my friend. I'd do anything. I want you to die. What? You want me to die, Fred? You want me to die? Well, we all gonna die anyway, ain't we? Then don't worry. You're not gonna really die. You're just gonna make believe you die. Make believe I die. Well, I don't understand, Fred. Don't worry about it. You don't have to understand. You're going to make some money on it. You're going to make $200. $200 to die? Yeah, don't worry about it, Grady. Now, look here. See? I got a special coffin made up. Yeah, see? I got it right here. See? Look here. See? See that slit in the back there? Yeah, what's that? That's a secret door. See? Now, when you go in the cemetery, when they bring you in there, you know, they carry you in. That's your last carrier. Your last trip of life, see. They carry you in there and they put you down in there. And just before they throw the dirt on you, you slip out that door and crawl away. Slip out the door and crawl away. I don't know, Fred. That don't sound too good to me. That sounds kind of scary. Well, don't worry. I'm going to have help for you, see? My son Lamont is going to be there, and he's going to sneak you out the back. And then I put the papers in, and we get the money. Yeah, we get the money, yeah. Did I hear my name in here? Oh, hi, son. Hey, look here, son. We need you to help. Just help a little bit with this thing that we're gonna do to try to get the money when Grady passed away. What? What are you talking about? Oh, wait. You see this coffin? Yeah, I see it. I was gonna sell it. I'm gonna get $100 for it. Oh, no, you know, wait a minute. You can't sell it. It's worth $9,000. What? $9,000? Who told you that? The government. The government told me. See, look at it. Look what I got made. See, What'd you do? You made a hole in the coffin. Now I can't sell it. You don't have to sell it. I'm going to show you how to get $9,000, see? We're going to bring Grady to the cemetery. We put him in the coffin, and just before they throw the dirt on him, he sneak out the back door, and you help him crawl away, and we collect the money. Are you crazy? You're going to get arrested. I'm not having nothing to do with this. You're out of your mind, Pop. To send you to the home for this. Oh, no, not the home. So Grady goes through with it. See, he lies down. They call in the doctor, see. This guy, Bubba, he's the Dr. Bubba. Oh, what do you say, Doc? He looked pretty bad. Yeah, so we're going to have to, well, we can't operate. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone from the COVID done hit him. It hit him. Oh, no, my friend Grady. Now, don't worry. I'll make out the death certificate. Oh, yeah, Doc. I know you know medicine. You know medicine good. You've been practicing medicine for years, right? Oh, I don't have to practice it. I know it. So then they go to the graveyard, see, and the minister's there, you know. Dearly beloved, wait a minute. We're not getting married. What were you talking about, dearly beloved? Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong speech. That's the only speech I know. Wait a minute. Just let me say a few words of my friend before you put the dirt on him. Oh, sure, Mr. Sanford. Go ahead. Grady, don't worry. Everything's going to be all right because you're going to a better place. And you won't have to worry about no money up there because I'm going to take care of you. I'll come to the cemetery and put money on your grave all the time. So you have money. Okay. Hey, Fred, get out the bag. How am I going to get out? I'm stuck. What? All right, Mr. Sanford. Now you have to leave. We got to finish the burial. Oh, no. I don't want to tell my friends. Come on, Greedy. Get out of it. You squeeze it. All right. What's going on here? Who are you boys? What is that? Look here, that's a coffin. A coffin? Wait a minute, I gotta check this out. What? Who called the police? I did. I'm the undertaker. And there's something very funny going on here.
Yeah.
Open that coffin. Where's the body? Who's got the body? Ain't got nobody. Nobody? That's what you call a habeas corpus. Without a corpus. Get him out of here. I'm arresting the whole lot of you. I don't know what's going on here. A bunch of maniacs. Woo!
Hey.
All right, in a sight. Don't try to collect money if your loved one really didn't die. That's the moral of that story.
That story, right?
All right, what happened to my music?
It's here. No,
what?
I couldn't dial up. It was my phone this time. So sorry about it. Wasn't the blog.
Well, you're here. How did you dial up? What do you mean? You did dial up.
I had to reboot the phone.
Why didn't you dial down if you couldn't dial up?
I don't know. Didn't work for a little bit. Yeah, what do you need?
Oh, wait a minute. I already did the honeymoon skit, so give me the philosopher. We'll do some philosophy, and then we'll try to get Louis on the line.
Well, Louis was on the line, but he just disconnected. I don't know where he went. Here he goes. Here's the philosopher.
No phone. Keep going till I tell you to stop. Hello there, folks. Did you hear what they announced in Israel? They said the vaccine is only 39% effective against the variants. Yeah. How do you like that? But they said when you get to the hospital, it works better. Sure. Because the person's not alive anymore.
That's right.
Why do you think it works better in the hospital?
Yeah. Because people ran out.
Then you go to the hospital. You go to the hospital, not only do you worry about the virus, now you got to worry about the pneumonia and all the other things you can catch.
That's
over
right.
There. Yeah. So, I tell you, they're all mixed up. First of all, they said you got to get a booster shot. Now,
yeah,
it was up on
enough.
The news today. If you're vaccinated, you don't need a booster shot.
Yeah.
I'd like to boost them right out of this country. All of them.
Yeah.
All those politicians. What a mess.
I tell you,
yeah.
I think they get a kickback from those medicine companies.
Who knows? So they, now they're having a big fight in Washington. Perotti kicked out two Republicans from the committee there to investigate what happened at the riot with Trump. See? She got rid of them, the two of them. She didn't want them on the committee. Well, you know, because she has to make sure she's got her people on there that are going to do what she tells them to do. Of course. What do you think? But that's good politics, see? Good for the country.
Yeah.
Any politician that doesn't lie is no good.
That's right. Or doesn't
you got to be able to lie to be a good politician.
That's right. But also they have to know how
that's
to
one of the requirements.
Do something. It's one of the requirements. Right?
Yeah. So beware, folks. You don't know what the truth is. You don't know what the lie is. You don't know what to do. People walking around with their head in the clouds.
That's true.
Trying to stay away from each other. And they said a lot of the states brought back the wearing of the mask.
They don't know what they're talking about.
You got to wear the mask now. But before, they said if you were vaccinated, you didn't have to wear the mask.
Yeah, no.
Now they changed their mind again. I tell you, they're all nuts.
They are?
Anyway, this is your disabled-friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. Build up your immune system. Don't worry about anything else.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah,
that's
right.
So many contradictions. You can't
believe
it.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Every day. Every day is a different story.
Yeah.
All right. Is Louis on the line?
No, I'm telling you.
All right.
He heard my voice and ran.
Let's see. Phone number 213-816-1650. If you call in, say something stupid or dumb or funny.
Well,
don't
I'll
say
just
anything
say,
that makes any sense.
My phone was funny. My phone was funny. It didn't want to call you tonight. No matter what I did.
All right. We got the exclusive footage of the Senator Paul and Dr. Fossey. And the big to-do that they had, the big fight, you know. Somebody told me that ABC played the whole thing. Did anybody hear that?
Really? No. But I'd like to see what it was.
Anyway, we got that coming up. Don't forget, we're on television. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. Altice on Thursday. That's the Long Island cable. I don't know why they call it Altice. Maybe because the guy who produces it, the guy who owns it has all his teeth. I don't know.
Now it's A-L-P-I-C-E. It's not all
it
teeth.
Was,
it's all
they
teeth.
They would have called them no teeth.
Yeah.
All right, all teeth.
That's funny.
Oh.
Or no teeth.
Wouldn't it be funny
no
if he's called all teeth and he's got no teeth in his mouth?
Not a tooth in his mouth. That would be
funny. Wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah.
But he's not
old. Then he wouldn't need a dentist. Oh, shut up.
That's right. But you know what? It's not spelled
I'm
that way,
I'm scared of
the
dentist.
Who
Uh-oh.
Asked you?
I don't like the dentist. I go to the dentist. I'm scared. I crawl under the chair and they can't get me out of there.
No.
What are you, a moron?
They don't do anything bad.
You crawl under the chair?
Yeah, they got to.
You don't know what's under that chair.
They got to lift the chair way up, like, and I get under there, and then I can't get out, and they yell at me.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, well, that figures.
Yeah.
Anyway, Altice.
Now you're thinking of Altice.
Yeah, Altice Thursday night, 7:30. You watch the show, make sure you got all your teeth. Otherwise,
there you go.
Otherwise,
you're going to knock them out and do it again.
All right, Inner Sight. Isn't it interesting that the top doctor, supposedly, in the country, I mean, I wouldn't go to him if I was dead. But the top a doctor and a senator from Kentucky, Senator Paul. I think he was going to run for president a while back. I'm not sure.
Senator Paul?
Got into a big fight, see. Nobody knows this, but yours truly interviewed the both of them, and we got it, and we're gonna play it for you. Here it is.
Okay.
This is Inner Sight, and tonight we have the privilege of having a Washington senator here, Senator Rambling Paul. Oh, that's not Ramble, that's Random. Randall.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah.
Randall Paul. Well, why do they call you Rambling Paul? In the Congress.
Mm.
Well, I think I can answer that. Dr. Fossey. Oh, Dr. Fossey is here. Go ahead, doctor. Answer that question. Well, they call him that because some years ago he was in the bar And shall we say he was overly celebrating, and he started rambling.
That's not true. I don't go to bars, and I don't ramble. How dare you?
And some fella came up to him and said, boy, you'd make a great politician. You're perfect. You ramble on and on and on, and you don't say anything. How dare you?
What, do I have to sit here and be insulted by this degradable, indegradable detergent idiot? Indegradable.
Indetergent, even better.
I got plenty of detergent. Don't worry, I'm very clean. You see my shirt? Look how clean it is.
Oh, shut up, you're a moron.
Let's keep a level head now, gentlemen. Remember, you're both gentlemen, products of the U.S. government.
Yeah, right.
U.S. government. Now,
I could see somebody better for the job.
Senator Paul, why did you accuse Dr. Farsi of lying?
Well, because he is. He's a no good. He's a no good damn ass liar. He's trying to say he didn't send those little animals to China. They don't even speak Chinese, the poor little things. And he sent them in there and they injected them with all that virus. And then a couple of them got out, and that's how the thing spread all over the world. You're the only one lying around here, Paul, is you. You're the only one that's lying. I didn't send any animals to China. What are you talking about? Now, don't try to cover it up just because you work in the White House. We all know that the White House covers up plenty. Especially in the wintertime when it's cold. Oh, shut up. Now, listen.
Yeah. That's right.
Now, that is outrageous. Mm-hmm. I have never in my life sent animals to China.
No.
We got the pictures. Is this your picture, Dr. Farsi? And is that the little animals up there on next to you? And is that you kissing them goodbye at the airport?
Well, no.
Where did you get that? Some fella took it. You didn't know it, did you? I got you dead to right, or wrong to right, or left to right. Dead to right.
Gentlemen, we took the liberty of inviting an audience on Skype, and we have a couple of school kids who have some questions, if you don't mind.
Oh, I love school kids. Oh, they're beautiful, yeah.
Oh, okay. So first is Jimmy Dinigan from PS 157. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Nice show. Yeah, good. Dr. Farty, what are you the guy who was on that internet where you were the best farter in the world? What? How dare you? Where did you get this little monster? Get him out of here.
Little monster.
Hey, I am a monster. I want to sing a little song dedicated to Senator Paul. I got a song. If you ever want to be president, remember this song. Pound in the rail, find in the gland. If you don't like it, tell him you're in. Get him out of here.
The nerve for some school to send that child here to harass me. Dr. Farsi. Well, okay. Thank you, Jimmy. We have one more, and this young lady, very, very sweet young lady, and I happen to know her, Janie, from the same school, with a a question for Senator Paul.
Oh, Senator Paul, yeah. How come you got two first names and two last names? Paul. Paul's a first name and a last name.
That's how they named me, honey.
How come, why did you have a stupid mother?
What? How dare you call my mother stupid? Get this kid out of here.
Your mother shouldn't have named you two names, first names. Now you're all mixed up. Is that why you put the little animals in China?
Get around here. Hey, come on along here.
Woo!
There you go.
All right, I want to thank Dr. Farty and Senator Rambling Paul for being here tonight, and thank you so much. Inner Sight, I'm Frank Perino, and see you next time. Goodbye, world.
Woo!
I bet you didn't hear that on ABC.
Louie's back.
Woo!
Your mother must have been stupid.
I know. I could just see that going on.
That was funny. Janie, that's something that Janie would say, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Why was your mother stupid and name your two first names?
I would be like Janie, by the way.
Oh, man.
I called somebody fat in a store. The guy was ready to kill me. And then my mother says, it's only a kid, you know, 3 years old. What do you want me to do to her?
Was he fat? Were they fat?
Yes, very.
Oh, so what the hell do you expect? Children speak the truth.
Yes, they do. And he was very fat. I mean, beyond fat.
Oh, boy.
So my mother told me not to call him fat.
He couldn't even get out of the way.
No, he couldn't. He couldn't run after me if he even tried. But I was in the shopping cart and the children's little thing in the front. So, you know, now she's trying to, you know, tell me to say to him, well, you ought to tell this man you're sorry. So I went back and I said, sir, I'm really sorry for calling you fat, but you're still fat. Oh, my God. He wanted to kill me for sure.
Now, that's funny. What did he say then?
He got all upset. And he goes, you should teach your daughter
manners.
Well,
maybe you get him to lose some weight.
Maybe.
He just says, sir, why are you buying that bag of chunkies if you're so fat?
Well, I couldn't read it that time at 3, but I knew that he was fat.
Well, yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. I mean, he couldn't walk from what my mom said. He couldn't walk at all. So, I mean,
he should have been in the shopping cart.
Yeah. So, luckily, my mom
probably wasn't big enough, though.
No, it wasn't. I just couldn't remember what he looked like, too. He was heavy.
Oh, was he an old guy, young guy?
He was a middle-aged guy. He wasn't old. He wasn't young.
No.
He just was heavy.
Was he tall, at least?
No. He was, like, middle, like, in between. He was an average
guy.
He
was short?
And he was, no, he was average height. So I would say, like, 5 foot 10-ish. But he was heavy. I mean, heavy.
How much do you think
he
weighed?
He was, like, what? Oh, at least close to 500 pounds. At least.
Oh, wow.
From thinking about it now, the way he looked, yeah.
They used to have these people at the carnival in the old days.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have them anymore. We had to guess their weight. You get a prize, you know.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I couldn't guess his
and then
weight.
Then
the
fat society complained about it, and then they
of course they
banned it. I guess I don't know.
Yeah. But I can only imagine what he would have said if I tried to guess his weight. What are you, 500
pounds? In his sight, frolics around the world. I don't know what happened. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, we got Louis. We just got him back.
Oh, Louis's back. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Louis Rivera on Inner Sight. Louis the Lip.
All right, here he comes.
Come on down, Louis.
Hello, Louis. What happened to Louis? He's sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh,
Louis, are you there? Are you here?
Louis?
Are you anywhere?
Oh, I don't like this. Louis.
Sounds like we got technical difficulties.
And a piece Louis, of,
Louis,
please
call
back.
Back in. Hang up and call back in.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Inner Sight.
Yeah, I thought it was my phone.
Inner Sight frolics. And by the way, if you have a business and you want to match the $2,000 present from Suffolk Bus, let us know. We'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
Give you all the publicity
awesome.
We can.
That's right.
And we got this show. We got the... and we'd be happy and proud to tell the newspaper, the local newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
That you're helping. All right. Trying to get the ADA to be in
force. He didn't call back yet, so...
American
I don't know
Disability
what. He probably
Act.
Fell asleep. Sorry.
Inner Sight. On the funnies. Do we get Louis back?
No. He didn't call back.
All right. All right. Yeah, we were going to get Louis to sing a song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was going to sing the Tulip song.
Yeah.
And he was going to talk about...
Yeah.
Rosanna Dana on the Inner Sight with the Hamadana and the Ranzana, Rosanna Dana bandana. That's it. Rosanna Dana bandana.
Call back in. I don't know. What's up with Louis?
Well, Rosanna Dana should invent a bandana. And put it around your nose and your mouth.
On your nose. Mouth, yeah.
And then you won't get the virus.
Yeah.
That's it. The Rosanna Dana Bandana.
There you go. That even rhymes.
And especially
Rosanna,
if you go
Dana,
in the bathroom,
bandana.
You can wear it in the bathroom.
And then put
with
it on
the swab and the Rosanna Dana Bandana.
Uh-oh. I don't want to do something with the swab and the bandana at the same time. That won't smell too pretty,
yeah.
Frank.
And no swab. I don't want no swab. No, no, no.
Like,
I don't want no
alone,
swab.
Leave me alone, people.
I'd rather have the Rosanna than a bandana. I don't want the swab.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the bandana could say, Rosanna Dana on it. And a picture of her.
Yeah.
A Rosanna Dana bandana with a picture. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that'd be a good commercial for Louis.
Yeah. That would
to
be.
Advertise
Rosanna
Dana bandana.
That would be fun. If Louis, if you are hearing this and you're not awake, or you are awake, I should say, can you just...
Well, he must be awake if he called in.
But he's not, obviously. He wasn't answering. So,
all right, Louis,
stepped away from the phone.
You're out there. Call back in. Maybe
yeah,
he's got trouble with his phone.
Then. Yeah, possibly.
All right, 213-816-1650. Anybody out there want to give us a yell, keep it clean, and say something funny and weird. All right? Oh, Louis is going to sing the song.
Yeah.
So,
What? You can sing it instead?
I'll have to sing it instead.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute, folks. I got to warm up my voice.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Can I mute you? I think I'm going to mute you. Oh, no.
Tiny Tim was on the Ed Sullivan show.
Yeah.
And
when was it?
He came out the wrong door. And Sullivan was yelling at him. I'll have to get out. Wait a minute. Can somebody please help Mr. Tim to the correct door so we can get him to the microphone? We can't hear you. We cannot hear you. Tiny, are you there? And then the Sullivan.
I tell you.
He couldn't find the microphone. And finally, they got him off. Some guy, they used to come out with the hook in those days. They got the hook.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
They grabbed them with the hook.
And brought them to the right
mic. Gently guided them over to the...
Oh, that's not your key.
I'm in love with you. I don't know the song.
Oh, God. Don't ask me to speak. I'm not even
stupidest song I ever heard in my life. Maybe that's why it sold.
Yeah.
It was so stupid. The people
probably
bought it.
That's right. Oh my.
All right. What did Tiny Tim look like?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you don't
I really
know?
Don't. No.
I think he was pretty tall and skinny, wasn't he?
Yes, he was tall and skinny, but I didn't know what his face looked like. I can look it up.
Oh, get him out of here.
He sounds like he
used to
he
annoy
has a tummy
people,
ache.
Didn't he?
Didn't he
annoy people?
Oh, yeah. I think he had a tummy ache, too, because that's how he sounded right now.
Yeah.
He did. He sounded
all
like
right.
He
in
a
sight. And tippy-toeing through
the
virus.
Yeah, right? We don't want to be in this virus anymore, right, people?
Yeah.
Nobody tippy wants toeing. This virus.
Well, tippy the stock toeing market went up today. It
ooh,
broke a record.
Good. Oh, it did?
Yeah,
yeah,
it went the highest ever.
Good.
How do you like that?
I like that.
Something funny about it. I think the drug companies have something to do with that.
Oh, man. I hope
you
not.
Know?
Really, I hope not.
Sure, what do you
really
think? They're selling more drugs.
I know, but it's terrible.
Yeah. All right, in the
really
site, we'll be with you Monday night, Matt or Glad. Monday's the stupid anniversary of the ADA.
Oh, we have a lot to talk about that. And mad, in the mad mode. Unless they change everything and they announce, we are going to redo
yeah,
the ADA.
Right.
Then I'll be really happy.
Some woman with Down syndrome, somebody sued Walmart.
Yeah.
And won. They fired
won
her
what?
And she won. And she won. I don't know, I guess
wow
she got her job back. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
You know.
But would you
but,
go back
they didn't say anything about
job
the ADA, though.
Yeah, no.
Maybe she went under a different law. I don't know.
Well, yeah, she had to have.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. We'll be with you Monday. Hope you had a little crazy fun, and you know it's all in fun. Don't take it seriously.
Yeah,
I'm sure that Senator Paul's a nice guy, and Dr. Fauci, you know, who knows about him? He's a doctor. What do you expect? He's going to tell you to take drugs. What do you expect? That's right.
That's
now,
right.
You'd be known to the answer to that, Squire. All right, in a sight. Yeah, we'll do it all again next week.
That's right.
Get a couple of different shows.
Titles.
Anybody got an idea for a show? Send us an email. innersight@pmail.com.
Yeah, really. If you like
write it out,
plain.
Don't put any stupid links in it and all that stuff.
No, it really it doesn't come over well on the email.
You want to hear us talk about something or you got an idea? You want to be on the show? Or
Yeah,
let us know. Or you can call the InnerSight number, 631-224-3090.
That's right.
All right. And we'd be happy to talk with you and set something up.
That's true.
How much time we got left?
Hold on. Let me look quickly. All right.
Can you check the time?
I could give you 8 minutes and 22 seconds.
8 minutes?
Yep, and 22 seconds.
Oh, I know why we got 8 minutes.
Why?
Because we missed Louie.
There he is. He's waiting for you.
He didn't do his tiptoeing.
Now you want me to try and put him in again? See if he's still waiting?
Yeah, he called in.
Well, I don't know
you
if
call
he
in?
Changed yet. Hold on. No, but let me check.
Louie the Lip.
Hello, Frank.
Are you awake, Louie?
Hey, there you are.
Hey, you must have fallen asleep.
Finally
I was
got
asleep
you
on the line. Just hang up the phone. I return your phone call.
Oh,
yeah.
Louie.
Hey, Louie.
Good man.
Talk to me.
Did you have a Rosanna Dana bandana?
Maybe sure. I don't know for sure. Talk to your man, Rosanna Dana.
Oh.
Yeah, Rosanna Dana, a bandana of her, you know, with her a picture and her name on it. You put it around your neck, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. But don't wear it when you go to the South Bronx, because if you got the thing around your neck, somebody might try to choke you over there.
Choke me. Make Rosanna Dana feel better. Here's a commercial for Stay Free.
Stay Free thing
for the lady that people want to take the swab and then tickle their fancy, you know what I mean? And I talked to Pat Cooper all about it.
Oh, you told them all about it? What'd you say?
Yeah, about the Stay Free swab and tickle.
Oh, what'd he say?
Yeah, she threw me kissy.
Oh.
Kissy.
Oh, that's right, Ish. I got to go over there and talk to Frank Pereira and Susanna Taurasi Ferreira. I'm in the hallway near the restroom. I'm talking to Pat Cooper in the hallway. I got the swab. Kill the coronavirus pandemic. I want to swab and tickle their fancy.
What do you mean in the hallway?
He got it in the hallway. That's cute, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, guys, don't forget on Monday, July 26th, Louis Rivera's 63rd birthday on a Monday, July 26th.
Oh,
yeah, happy birthday.
We'll be on the air
Monday.
I want a little
gift from rice and beans.
Ooh, nice.
And sangria, too.
Cake?
No, not a small one, not a big one.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm drinking sangria, too.
63?
Yeah.
You need a big cake, 63 feet high. Big
63
one.
Feet?
With candles.
Yeah,
63
deep, yes.
63 candles.
Oh.
I can't blow out all the candles. I gotta have one candle at a time.
That's right.
It's all right.
Come.
You don't have
yeah.
to blow them out. You put the cake outside and you use a hose.
I
use a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
We got to invite
Rosanna Dana to your party.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, what time is it? Your show's got to go off soon. About 5 minutes at least.
Hey, Lou,
it's,
you know what
3 minutes, 54.
Lou, you get about a half a dozen Spanish girls, see, with maracas.
Yeah.
You let them dance around the cake, see.
There you go.
And while
yeah.
they're dancing.
Hey, Frank, I'm too shy.
No. While they're dancing, you sing Tiptoeing in the Tulip. Come on, go ahead. Give us that song. Let me hear your version.
Tiptoe through the tulips, by the window, ringing the bells, and the Santa, by the window, with me.
There you go.
My name is Rosanna Dana, by the window, with issues and Tarasi, and na-na-na-na-na, tiptoe to Suzanne Tarasi with me.
Hey, Louie, sing it like Tiny Tim. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you?
Tiptoe by the window with the puddles.
This is Ed Sullivan on the Ed Sullivan Show, and we apologize that Tiny Tim went through the wrong door. He thought he was in the tulips. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, he went through the wrong door and the tulips weren't there. Thank you, Tiny Tim. And we thank the audience for not panicking when Tiny Tim came out the right door and sang the tulip song.
There you go.
On the Ed Sullivan Show. Shoe. How many shoes have you got? Shoe. Woo.
There you go.
All right, it is tight. Thanks, Luke.
Hey, guys, have a good weekend. Here's Rosanna Dara. We're going to have a good time next Friday. And wish me happy birthday on a Monday. Thank you very much.
To the birthday cake.
That's good.
I will be with you Monday, Matt.
Hey, we love you, Lou. I love you. Take care. Okay?
In a tight.
Bye-bye.
Means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Thank you for listening, everybody. I hope you had a little crazy fun. I know I did.
We are 108-499.
All right.
Yeah.
Suzanne, co-host engineer. And be with you Monday. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Don't forget it, folks. We all need more.
Okay.
Inner Sight. Inner Sight. Give me some inner sight. I want more of that. I like that inner sight. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Do I.
Oh, yeah. That inner sight is good, Fred. You heard about it? Hey, yeah, Grady. I'll get you more.
Inner sight.
Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, everybody. Good night.